Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. I Hear Smoke by Dr. Sherry A. White is a blistering recount of how two families collide, the Halfacres and the Toogoods, as they survive the underbelly of the rural South from the 1930s through 1975. The multi-generational saga is riddled with humor, secrets, hardships, gut-wrenching loss, and self-acceptance. Dr. White has lived in the South all of her life, making her an expert in the field of Southernism culture. She currently resides in Pensacola, Florida. Dr. White is a graduate of the University of Alabama, worked as a CEO and for a charity there, still does, serving children and adults with developmental disabilities for the past 30 years. Dr. Sherry A. White, author of I Hear Smoke, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. White, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
It is indeed a pleasure to be here, Rick.
Looking forward to talking about the book, I Hear Smoke. You touch so many emotions in this. I love the story that you bring to life in this book. Who's the audience? Who did you write this for?
Well, really, folks who enjoy humor, especially of the Southern variety, and reminiscing about the 1960s and 70s. And even though the book may appear regional, one of my biggest fans is from Chicago. And the target audience is 35 years or older. However, I have had an individual from the Generation Z, which is 20 years old, that have given me great reviews as well.
It's a fascinating story, again, touching a number of emotions. The book is I Hear Smoke by Dr. Sherry A. White. Her website is ihearsmokebook.com. The book available wherever books are sold, and a link to Dr. White's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I touched briefly, very briefly, on what the book is about. Tell us a little bit more about what the book is about. What are the stories that unfold in I Hear Smoke?
Yes, it covers a time when Dow Jones was under 1,000 and you could buy a gallon of gasoline for 35 cents. And there's multiple characters that are introduced in the story as it unfolds from a small southern town known as Lick Skillet. But some things are not what they seem. A particular character narrates each chapter as the reader gets into the character's head. The story is light, and the story is dark. The story introduces a vast cast of unforgettable characters, seemingly disconnected. However, keep with the book. You will note that the injustice of the world is highlighted, and then you, bam, the story brings it all together at an unconventional surprise ending.
And everybody says, wow, I didn't expect that at the end. You take us all the way through and give us a satisfying but unexpected ending. A brilliant job in writing this book, I Hear Smoke, by Dr. Sherry A. White. Her website is ihearsmokebook.com. And yes, she said gasoline, 35 cents a gallon. I'm so old I could remember that. I mean, $2, you could fill it up and you're good for the week.
Absolutely, Rick.
That's one of the pleasurable aspects of reading I Hear Smoke is it takes you back to another time, and it sort of pop culture comes alive as you're reading Dr. White's book. And we'll touch on some of those areas as we go through our conversation. Are there any comparison titles of your book that somebody says, well, what's it like? How would you describe it?
I'd have to say maybe Fried Green Tomatoes or Where the Crawdads Sing. Both feature disenfranchised groups like the poor, country folks of all races, and the disabled. And a bit of kin to Steel Magnolias, and not necessarily the storyline, but the similarities of the culture, Southern culture. For example, the characters in Steel Magnolias, one of the main characters is known as Weezer. And in my book, we have a lady named Eubonnie and one named Zulie. So it's a introduction of some of the old Southern names.
I love what you do with the stories, with the characters that come to life in Dr. White's book, I Hear Smoke. Again, our website is ihearsmokebook.com. What do you think your book contributes to society? You tell stories there. These are people in the South. You bring them to life in the book. What do you think the message will be that will resonate with your book?
Well, I think the book within itself is a time capsule. And it's also a murder mystery. It's a preservation of history and a pop culture, as you'd mentioned, of long ago standard practices, such as lighting a cigarette on the eye of an electric stove or waiting until 7 p.m. to call a long distance because it was cheaper.
Done all of those, yes.
Yes, and I've noticed on Facebook recently, Rick, that people are remembering and sending pictures, such as, you know, pictures of TV guides and green stamps and window shopping, white wall tires, phone booths, high karate, aftershave cologne, and the list goes on, and many of these are mentioned in my book. So it'll take you back and remember a time where, you know, folks were younger and they can reminisce, but also the suspense of the murder mystery.
And again, you have all those elements in there. You touch on all the emotions as we're reading the book. You say it's light and it's dark, and it is, and it goes back and forth. It's such a compelling story. I Hear Smoke. Let's talk about the cover of the book and the title of the book. I'm sure some people are listening going, I Hear Smoke. Okay, where did that title come from? Talk about how you came up with that title and the cover for the book.
Well, I wanted something that was kind of, you know, off. I didn't want just, you know, a picture of an old country store, which that's depicted in the book. I wanted something to, you know, have the thought process of, wow, this is different. What is this about? But also the cover of the book is kind of foreshadowing in the fact that it's the smoking gun. And I would like to share with the audience an example of the catching of the book. Chapter 1, page 1, simply denotes, Lou Candy spotted the big black bird circling low in the sky. He was the one who found the body. And that kicks off the book. And, you know, Rick, when we get to a certain age, we have a past longer than we have a future, so to speak.
Yes.
And we begin to enjoy focusing on the memories of our own history. And my book takes you to a place and time that makes you feel so much more.
What was it like for you writing this book and going back and thinking of these memories? And most of them, I'm sure, pleasant memories for you as you were growing up in the South, a person who's lived in the South your entire life, still living there now. What was it like for you going back and remembering stories and incorporating those into I Hear Smoke?
Well, you know, it's said, Rick, that writers never forget their childhood, and that's pretty true for
yes.
me. And that even though my book is fiction, there are bits and pieces here and there that, you know, were true. And but, it, you know, as the book unfolds, it appears to your senses, such as remembering how a homemade screen door sounds when it slams in the spring when it catches on an old country house. You know, the senses of thinking about things such as, and I don't know if you remember this, but old country stores had a collection of RC, Orange Crush bottle caps, Dr. Pepper bottle caps, and they were strewn all on the front door of the store where the bottle opener was.
Yes.
And so it kind of was like a country jingle, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Reminding the people inside, you have a customer. So the senses is what I really try to appeal to all the senses in the book, so you can remember that smell of Flex shampoo.
You know, it's fascinating, and you do such an excellent job of bringing that to life. It's not just the characters and remembering scenes and that type of thing. It's the smell. You can almost smell, you can almost hear all of that. And then you think, Whatever happened to RC Cola? Is that even still available? I don't even know if that's still in the marketplace.
I don't know, but I do remember them and, you know, very vividly.
You know, it's interesting. They have some of these old candies that they brought back and they'll package, and they're great Christmas gift ideas for old people like myself. The candy that we grew up with that you can get and give out. It's wonderful memories, and those memories come back to life in Dr. Sherry A. White's book, I Hear Smoke. If you were going to put a soundtrack to this, make a movie, you're going to put a soundtrack behind it, what type of music would you be playing?
Well, that is an excellent question, Rick. I would have to say maybe it would be a variety of mid-century blues and some of the Southern gospel for sure, such as Down by the Riverside or Go Tell It on the Mountain would be some excellent background music for I Hear Smoke.
What are some of your favorite characters? You've got so many in there. I hate to sort of say, tell me which one you like the most, but maybe several that you really like, you enjoyed bringing to life and sharing in the book.
It would have to be Allie and Bee, the two girls, main character girls in the book. They become friends despite being on different sides of the track, so to speak. And Bee... mom is Allie's mom, Charlotte's maid. So that gives you an idea, but of the relationship, but however, they were as close as sisters, but there was still a disparity between the haves and the have nots, and the feeling that, you know, well, yeah, we don't have as much, and we have more than what they have, but we deserve it. And some of those raw feelings. Another one would have to be Miss Honey. Miss Honey is Lou Candy's mother, and she's described as a gum-smacking, halfway happy, tolerant woman with a lumpy cornbread butt. that's how she's described. And then there's Lou Candy. He's Miss Honey's son, and he has a disability, but he's also the town drunk. But, and he can't seem to get a break, I'm telling you. He just can't. And I would have to say, Rick, that my least favorite character would be Rayford Applewhite.
Yes.
Rayford is in a descriptor that I use, was that he was the meanest man God ever wadded a gut in. you know, that's some of the Southernisms, but it would have to be Rayford.
And you will find those Southern isms and so much more that come alive in the book, I Hear Smoke, by Dr. Sherry A. White. Website, again, ihearsmokebook.com. Very simple to remember. What are some of your favorite lines in the book? You do a great job of saying things that resonate as we're reading those. What are some some of your favorites? Again, I shouldn't ask for your favorites, so if you can recall a couple, share those with us, please.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many, but a few that come to mind is he grinned with his mail order teeth, false teeth. The rack of maps in front of the filling station was full of maps from all over the southeast. You know, I'm not doing verbatim, but I mean, it's just some of them.
Yes.
He smelled like he wanted to be left alone. he smelled like hot dog weenie water. you know, it's just, again, just the senses. And there's one that I really like is that Miss Sarah Jane, she would get local men intoxicated and rob them and then put them on her homemade wheelbarrow and take them and strip them naked, take them to the local churchyard, the country churchyard, and dump them out in the lawn. And she wanted them to have to explain why they were waking up intoxicated in Jesus's front yard. So, you know, a lot of the characters, one of them is you don't have to attend every fight that you're invited to. She was lit from the inside in. Her voice was as smooth as turnip green liquor. I mean, there's so many that I just really enjoyed putting them together, and hopefully my readers will appreciate the unique way of describing some of the characters, like they were drowning in liquor and free time. Both of them were walking like a sprayed cockroach.
All of those and more. You've got to get a copy of I Hear Smoke by Dr. Sherry A. White. Again, you can find it wherever books are sold. The website is ihearsmokebook.com. Book, you'll humor, secrets, hardships, gut-wrenching loss, self-acceptance. You've got all of that covered in the book. Is there something you'd like to tell us about the book that's not in the blurb? They can go to Amazon and look and get a story. They can get that as they go to ihearsmokebook.com. Anything that's not there that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, you know, if a person yearns for a great story, a mystery with belly laughs, and you want to remember, or if you want to be introduced to yourself to some Southernisms like pork chop sideburns and hose water Kool-Aid and country fair smells, such as roasted peanuts and cow manure, I Hear Smoke is the book for you. However, don't be misled. There is a mystery and a murder, and those who thrive on adrenaline will appreciate the story, I promise you.
And it's tied together so well. The book is an excellent read, receiving rave reviews. Book available wherever books are sold. I Hear Smoke, and the website again, ihearsmokebook.com. We talked about sort of portrayal of the South, and we see this in a number of motion pictures and a number of books as well. You're authentic because this was your life. This is where you grew up. This is where you chose to live. Do we get an accurate portrayal through what we see generally in the media, in books and motion pictures, or is that maybe just a stereotype of the South that we see?
No, I don't think it's a stereotype at all. Certainly the characters in the books of the uncle taking out his false teeth and adjusting him with his pocket knife, these things are true. And it's the proverbial saying now that you can't make this stuff up, but it's not stereotype, and it's funny, and I enjoy the stories of people that's been in my family, my past friends, and there's so many more, Rick. I mean, I could write 20 more books and spin off from this, because there's volumes and volumes of material that I haven't even touched on. And we need to be able to laugh at ourselves, and it's funny. Some of the things that we do in the South, and we need to lighten up a little bit.
You mentioned you could do other books. Will you? Are you working on something now?
I have an outline of another book that takes the lives of the characters in I Hear Smoke and lets the reader know what happened to them. I haven't really got the storyline firmed down, but I'm looking at writing another book.
And you can follow that on Dr. White's website, which is ihearsmokebook.com. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning you've worked for over 30 years as a CEO for a charity that deals with children and adults with disabilities. Talk about that. That's really been your life's work. 30 years is a long time to spend anywhere, and I know it's a labor of love and joy for you. Talk about that and how meaningful that that aspect of your life has been for three decades now.
It has been a wonderful career. I've had the opportunity to be around folks that truly appreciate the simple things in life. I can't tell you how many times that I've connected with our clients by way of humor. And that is something that I've always tried to do. And I've sat in classrooms and read them parts of the book, and, they'll want more. And It's just been a great career. I've never had a Sunday that I thought, oh, tomorrow's Monday. I've got to go to work. It's just not like that. There's some tough times, and you know, my office is in a day program with individuals that are primarily wheelchair users. They many of them can't walk, can't talk, but they know how to laugh and know how to
Yes.
smile. And that is the biggest reward that I could ever get, is to make them laugh. And this book is, when I was writing it, I had different people that was the, you know, kind of the reader, the guinea pigs. And the first couple of people that read it, they said, you know, everybody in the book can't be disabled. So I had to rewrite it because I really identify with the hardships that individuals have. And so Lou Candy is the one that, and he also has a sister that is disabled, but she was not born disabled. She had an accident. And so you can find out about that in the book. But he is the one that is the town drunk, but he would rather be called the town drunk than the other mean names that everybody called him. And so at least the town drunk was normalization for him.
You do such a wonderful job of bringing human emotion in, human feeling, in describing these people and in talking about humor. I guess that's one of the, as you're reading this, humor can break, make a lot of bad situations better. Just the power of a smile and humor, and you deal with that every day. And it doesn't have to be humor or mystery. You've got a drama. You've got it all tied up together in the book, just like in real life. And the book is I Hear Smoke. Dr. White, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to having you back, hopefully a sequel on this as well. Thank you for spending some time with us and talking about the book. It brings back a lot of memories. I'm not from the South, but I share a lot of those memories. I fully understand what you're talking about. And again, I go back to RC Cola and 35 cents a gallon for gas. It makes you start thinking about those happy times in your life in childhood. Thank you for sharing those memories.
And I want the readers to stay tuned and, you know, see the movie, because this would be an excellent movie. And that's what I strive for, and tell the story.
Well, this would be. We've got the soundtrack. You've got ideas for the soundtrack already. You've got the characters created. This would be an excellent movie. Are you progressing with that?
Yes, I will. Yes, I fully intend to.
Wonderful.
To pursue that.
Well,
yes, sir.
The characters all come to life in the book, and you can see them hopefully on a big screen here too. It's I Hear Smoke by Dr. Sherry A. White. Her website is ihearsmokebook.com. I'd like to thank kingpagespress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. And you'll find information, link on directly to Dr. White's book and her website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll be back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.